CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping has held talks with his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan in Beijing, with both leaders pledging mutual support on issues of major concern. They agreed that China and Turkey should strengthen political trust and link their development strategies. Xi Jinping said he appreciates Turkey's stance opposing all forms of terrorism, as well as all attempts in Turkish territory to harm China's sovereignty and territorial integrity. He also says China stands ready to link the Belt and Road Initiative with Turkey's development strategy in pursuit of common prosperity. For his part, Erdogan stressed that the Turkish government sticks to the One China policy, supports China's sovereignty and territorial integrity, and opposes terrorist activities of the East Turkestan Islamic Movement aimed at China. The Turkish president is on a two-day visit to China. Officials from Boeing were quoted by media reports as saying that they thought the debris just found in the French Indian Ocean was consistent in appearance with the Boeing 777, the type of plane of the missing MH370. The wreckage was washed up on the island of La Réunion in the French Indian Ocean. If the debris proves to be a part of the missing plane, it will be the first evidence found after more than 15 months of searching. MH370 disappeared while en route to Beijing from Kuala Lumpur on March 8, 2014. There were 239 passengers and crew on board. More than half of the people on the plane were Chinese. Russia has vetoed a draft UN Security Council resolution seeking to establish an international tribunal to investigate the downing of a Malaysian airliner last year. 11 of the Council's 15 members voted in favor, while 3 others, including China, abstained. Russia's UN ambassador Vitaly Churkin criticized what he said would have been criminal prosecution carried out in a closed fashion. China's UN ambassador Liu Jieyi says several Council members still have major concerns over the draft resolution, and a vote under such circumstances will only divide the Council. Ukraine and the West have pointed the finger at militants in eastern Ukraine, saying they may have used a Buk surface-to-air missile supplied by Russia to down the Boeing 777 plane. Moscow denies involvement and instead accuses Ukraine's military. The producer of the escalator that caused a woman's death in central China says the escalator involved in the tragedy passed a national safety inspection. The woman died after falling through a gap that suddenly opened at the top of the escalator in a shopping mall in Hubei. The chief engineer of Shenlong Elevator says the escalator was assembled by a qualified third-party company, a practice that conforms to national regulations. The company has launched safety inspections for the escalator model. Afghanistan's main intelligence agency has confirmed the death of Taliban leader Mullah Omar. The National Directorate of Security says Mullah Omar died mysteriously in a Karachi hospital in 2013. Both the Afghan and the U.S. governments say they believe the information is credible. A hunting guide and a farm owner appeared in court in Huanj, Zimbabwe, charged with helping an American hunter, Walter Palmer, kill a protected lion named Cecil. Palmer said in a statement he regrets killing Cecil on July 1st. He said he had hired professional local guides who secured hunting permits and believed the hunt was legal. His dental practice in Minnesota was closed after he was identified as the hunter and received death threats from activists against trophy hunting. Zimbabwean police say Palmer himself may also face poaching charges. A white police officer at a U.S. university has been indicted on a murder charge for fatally shooting an unarmed black man during a traffic stop earlier this month. Prosecutors say Officer Ray Tensing with the University of Cincinnati purposely killed Samuel Dubose, a 43-year-old black man, during a routine traffic stop. Tensing had argued that he was dragged by Dubose's car, which led to the deadly shooting. If convicted, Tensing could face 15 years to life in prison. Software giant Microsoft has launched a long-anticipated new operating system, Windows 10. To jumpstart adoption of Windows 10, the company is offering free upgrades to the vast majority of home users. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.